The men's soccer team at Harvard is apologizing today for the pain that the players caused women's soccer players at the school. The men's team is promising to help address sexism at Harvard going forward. That apology comes one day after Harvard school officials canceled the rest of the men's soccer season. That's because of the public lists the team has generated for several years regarding women's players' sexual appeal and appearance. WBUR's Fred Tice has our story.
With the suspension of the team, it remains to be seen whether any individual soccer players will be disciplined. That's the reason a spokeswoman for the dean of Harvard College, Rakesh Khurana, says he is declining an interview as he sits on the board that addresses student conduct. Khurana did issue a statement calling the men's action antithetical to Harvard's values. First-year student Inosa Ogbede from Fayetteville, Arkansas, feels bad for the younger players, whom she believes may have been dragged into making disrespectful remarks by older teammates.
It's very interesting. My closest friends are on the freshman men's soccer team, and I know them personally. I know it's something that they would have never done just on a whim by themselves, and it being a tradition, I see how they were coerced into it. But at the same time, it is something that, I mean, no one here obviously condones, and so the punishment is fitting, but knowing them on a personal level, I do feel some pain for them.
The scandal broke last week when the Harvard Crimson reported that in 2012, the men's soccer team had created a so-called scouting report of the new women on the soccer team. Harvard President Drew Faust asked Harvard attorneys to investigate. Last night, Harvard's director of athletics revealed that the practice continued up to this year. He says current students taking part were not immediately forthcoming about their involvement. And so he decided to cancel the remainder of the soccer season. He declined to be interviewed, as did coaches. Harvard senior Nick Nagengast from Nebraska says the men should have seen this coming.
And they just found out what that it carried on this year. I mean, you can't really be messing around with that kind of stuff, especially in writing. The culture on campus is pretty protective of, like, women's rights and basically all minority rights. You got to understand that when you're doing that type of thing, I think.
In a statement, Faust says she supports the athletic director's decision as well as his decision to engage the team in a systematic program of training on sexual harassment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.